In social news this week, there's a report by Dr. Andrew Simmons of the Sociology Department of Barnum University. It says that we're often ruder today than we were 30 years ago. The report looked at three areas of life. One, our behavior in public with people we don't know. Two, our online communications. And three, how polite we are at home. Simmons interviewed 600 people over a period of 2 years. 1,500 others completed an online questionnaire. Some people will find the results surprising. For instance, the study says that courtesy and respect in family life is similar these days to times in the past. Not many people predicted that. We often think that people are more impolite now because they spend more time online. Some people admitted that they are less polite online because nobody knows their real name. But in fact, only 20% of people said they often see rude behavior online. The report says that our behavior is worst in public. The study asked, did you see rude behavior on the road, on public transport, or in a store last month? And over 75% of people said yes. There were different ideas about this growth in rudeness. Around 15% feel that we don't respect others. 25% think that children need to learn more about manners in schools. And over 50% say that modern life is a lot more stressful than in the past. Are we really too busy these days to be polite? Psychologist Dr. Thomas Lyons feels there is a lot of truth in this. But he's also critical of the new report. He says, for example, that the study doesn't look at behavioral problems in schools. He also comments that Simmons doesn't give the ages of the people he interviewed. Without this, he says, it's difficult to see how opinions are changing in society. What do you think? Read the report and leave your comment at www.kzmo.com/news/rude report. Thanks for listening. And now, tonight's weather with Alan Davis. In social news this week, there's a report by Dr. Andrew Simmons of the Sociology Department of Barnum University. It says that we're often ruder today than we were 30 years ago. The report looked at three areas of life. One, our behavior in public with people we don't know. Two, our online communications. And three, how polite we are at home. Simmons interviewed 600 people over a period of 2 years. 1,500 others completed an online questionnaire. Some people will find the results surprising. For instance, the study says that courtesy and respect in family life is similar these days to times in the past. Not many people predicted that. We often think that people are more impolite now because they spend more time online. Some people admitted that they are less polite online because nobody knows their real name. But in fact, only 20% of people said they often see rude behavior online. The report says that our behavior is worst in public. The study asked, did you see rude behavior on the road, on public transport, or in a store last month? And over 75% of people said yes. There were different ideas about this growth in rudeness. Around 15% feel that we don't respect others. 25% think that children need to learn more about manners in schools. And over 50% say that modern life is a lot more stressful than in the past. Are we really too busy these days to be polite? Psychologist Dr. Thomas Lyons feels there is a lot of truth in this. But he is also critical of the new report. He says, for example, that the study doesn't look at behavioral problems in schools. He also comments that Simmons doesn't give the ages of the people he interviewed. Without this, he says, it's difficult to see how opinions are changing in society. What do you think? Read the report and leave your comment at www.kzmo.com/news/rude report. Thanks for listening. And now, tonight's weather with Alan Davis.